How are you, Gavin?
Very well, thank you, Andrew. How are you doing?
We're doing well. The obvious question which I wanted to chat to you about is just how is life and racing going in South Africa, because I don't need to tell you about Omicron, this variant, this situation which has got the world looking at what's happening. And I thought to myself, well, I wonder if it's affecting South African racing. I've heard of rugby being postponed, golf tournaments finishing early, but late of a night I've been putting South African racing to air. You're a very resilient lot over there. Right now things are okay from a racing point of view, are they, Gav?
Yeah, look, obviously I think this, you know, everything is getting blown out of proportion, but you know, racing goes ahead, and we've got some nice big races coming up. We're just falling into the Cape season now, and you know, looking very forward to it. Racing is going well. For racing, you know, Mod, the company, has taken over with For Racing. They've taken over Pumelela, so we're looking very forward to the future. You know, it's looking positive for South African racing.
So again, I mentioned the huge population you have over there and the resilience of coping. There's been no talk of any restrictions, anything impacting racing crowds or the way protocols are done, or have they just flowed on from when the variant began in terms of masking or not? Or has anything changed, or is anything going to change at all? Or
Look, not much has changed. We're only allowed a certain number of people on course, and you know, when you get to the gates, you have to show your vaccination certificate. And yeah, so if you're not vaccinated, you're not allowed on track, and I think it's a good thing.
I know a number of years ago you did ride in the International Jockey Series overseas, and you have travelled the world, but how do you feel as a South African citizen, let alone a jockey, to know that right now you and other parts of your continent can't even, I guess, travel to many countries because at the moment the reaction has been very strong in, well, suggesting that it's not a place to go to or to have people come from. How do you take that with a grain of salt? Because right now, as I said, a lot of places in the world won't allow South African people to arrive.
Yeah, look, I think it's very depressing. You know, we had a little trip booked next week to go to December with the family, and you know, we're going to see my stepdaughter. She was coming over from England, so you know, everything's been put on hold. I think it's quite sad, and you know, obviously not good for our economy either. Our economy really can't take this, and I think it's going to be quite a big knock for South Africa itself.
We're chatting to Gavin Lorena, leading rider in South Africa. We've spoken to him many times over the last few years. We knew Gavin before he won the Vodacom Durban July, the Melbourne Cup of Racing in South Africa, which he finally achieved the Holy Grail, as South African riders call it. Has life changed for you? You were a pretty prominent rider regardless, but did it step up a notch, or has it certainly calmed down? I know in the weeks after, I was looking on social media, you were being interviewed by music disc jockeys and magazines and programs that don't even cover racing the rest of the year, but has anything changed post your achieving the win in the Vodacom?
Yeah, look, it was all very exciting, and look, not a lot has changed, but you know, now when I jump onto the airplane and I'm carrying my saddles, and the people say, "What's that?" I said, "No, I'm a jockey." And then the first thing they ask, "Have you won the Durban July?" And I can say, "Yes, I have."
Is that really what they ask, do they? Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the first question you get asked. You know, there are people that know nothing about racing. The first question they ask, "Have you won the Durban July?" So at least now I can say yes.
Well, you're a very honest jockey. If they know nothing about racing, anyone could have said you'd won it five times. So you mentioned the change of ownership, and the stability is now returning. Is that flowing over to prize money or to just a bit more constant sort of steadiness, is it, overall? Or
yeah, I think, you know, steadiness is a big thing for us, and it's just all looking so positive. They have injected a bit into the stakes pot, so that the stakes are rising again. And let's just hope that they can, you know, get the betting total turnovers going and, you know, get the stake pool a lot higher. So looking very forward to it. And I just think we've got the right people on board now to steer the ship, to steer racing in the right direction. And, you know, the future looks fruitful.
Cormetti Ding, the winner of the Vodacom, has the horse returned to any work at all? Will you resume riding it? I naively asked that question, or has it returned to racing?
Yeah, he had a prep run about 3 weeks ago. He ran a very good third. His main aim will be the Queen's Plate at the beginning of January. And the Met in Cape Town, which is over 2,000 metres, that will be, I think it's early February. So looking very forward to that. It's two nice group ones to look forward to. And he's coming along the right way.
Have you won the Met, Gavin?
I haven't.
Right. So those at airports are waiting that question, have you won the Met? what are the chances of the horse backing up in that win, and does history tell us there are multiple winners of the Met and the Vodacom over time, or would that be a first?
Yeah, I mean, often horses that have won the July have gone on to win the Met. You know, he's had a nice break, he's on fresh legs again, and you know, looking forward to the season with him. I think he's a really good horse. He came out of his Durban campaign very well, and you know, I think he's matured nicely. He just keeps getting better and stronger, and I think he's still got a very bright future.
And tell me, are there still zoning or restrictions? For a lot of the pandemic, you were restricted, as other riders were, in terms of where you could ride in South Africa. You had to make decisions. You had to base yourself. Is that still being enforced? Or
no, thank goodness not. We're allowed to travel freely. Yeah. It's just hope. I'm holding thumbs it doesn't change.
We're chatting to Gavin Lorena, winner of the Vodacom Durban July, leading South African riders, having a chat to him about the situation in South African racing, which we might be looking from this part of the world and thinking it's Armageddon with Omicron, but they race on, they press on, and they work through things over there. Gavin, of course, quite a few connections now in Australia. Callan Murray, who you're quite friendly with, the young rider in Adelaide, and De Cox, and of course Gary Alexander. Quite a few people have moved. I want to say quite a few, a handful. But does that create discussion amongst yourself and other people over there about, is this something others should consider? What do you make of all of that?
Yeah, look, it's not very easy to get into Australia. But it's, you know, your racing there is just, it's amazing, and I love how it just keeps growing. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of racetracks and a lot of opportunity for the South Africans, but it's not easy to get over there.
You've got a young family. We've spoken about your young boy who just loves your riding. I mean, if suddenly someone said to you, Gavin, you and your family can relocate tomorrow to come here, maybe it's an unfair question, but if it was offered to other riders, would it be something you consider? It is a huge move. Callan's a young boy compared to yourself. You're established and that. Would you seriously consider it, or is it too big a decision?
You know, I would definitely consider it, Andrew. You know, my biggest worry in life is for my kids. And, you know, obviously South Africa is not the safest place to be. So, yeah, I would definitely consider it.
Gated communities, different types of sort of safety aspects of where you live over there. But we've heard that for decades and decades, but life presses on and you live a good life and you have a racing industry and you make your money and you have your loving family. Are things changing in any way for the better, or is that something that's ingrained in South Africa with such a big population and the haves and have-nots? Will that always be the case, or are things improving on that front in terms of us chatting to people like yourself living in South Africa saying it's a great place to live to a point, but we always have to be wary.
Look, it is a great place, and we live a great life here. We've got the perfect weather. The people are fantastic. But, you know, you always got to have your eyes peeled and always got to be on alert. We just recently had the municipal elections, and, you know, that went pretty well. That, you know, ANC don't have, all their fingers in the pot, should I say. And so let's hope that, you know, when the elections come up in a couple of years' time, that we'll be able to de-seat the ANC a bit and get a bit of stability going in the country again.
Good luck with your meetings to come. You're busy now pretty constantly right throughout the summer, are you? Or?
Yeah, very busy. Like I said, the Cape season is starting now, so I'm on my way down there on Saturday morning. We've got the Phillies Guineas, the Group 1 Phillies Guineas, riding a very good filly for Mrs. Slack Desert Miracle. So she travelled down on Tuesday. And, yeah, looking forward to, you know, what's to come.
Fantastic. And your young son, is he as passionate as ever?
Yeah, he's loving it. They actually were on course on Tuesday. They came to the track. They hadn't been, obviously, since the beginning of COVID. And it was so great to see them on the course. They were beaming from ear to ear. So, you know, he's loved it. He loves it. He's passionate, and I'm sure it's in the blood.
And I know it's still early days, but your message to us in Australia and other parts of the world when we read about South Africa and Omicron and closing the borders and don't let any flights in from those countries over there for weeks to come, you would suggest that we are more concerned and panicking than you are there?
Yeah. I just think it's been blown right out of proportion, to be honest. And, I mean, life goes on here. Not a lot of people are getting sick. This version of the COVID is, you know, they say it doesn't affect you in a big way. And it's just been very upsetting that, you know, people have plans for the December holidays to meet up with family and, you know, for family to come here and family to go overseas. So, you know, the world's put us in a lockdown, and I think it's very sad.
Gavin, great to know you're going okay yourself and your family. We'll keep in touch. We really appreciate the friendship and also the interesting chats we have. And all the best going forward. We'll speak again soon. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks a million, Andrew. Always great chatting.
Gavin Lorraine, a leading rider and, of course, a winner of the Melbourne Cup of Racing in South Africa, the Durban July earlier this year.